BJ and Jamie.
Atlas 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Nuggets put the boot to Katy Perry, kicked her out of Ball Arena tonight. She's rescheduled for July. The Nuggets will play tonight, Game 6.
Shout out to Charlie. It's her last day of school. She's been listening to us since she was like in grade school.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Your heart, Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, this is that time of year, graduation.
I love that name for a girl.
I do too.
Charlie.
Love it too. And you know what's funny is that my friend is, the reason why I told you guys off the air that my friend Holly's coming into town, she has two graduations to go to this weekend.
Yeah, it's busy.
It is very
lots
busy.
Lots of graduations going on. All right, we have to take a break. I was supposed to take a break before I played that crazy, great John Mayer record.
Such a great song.
But we have to take a break. But here's the deal. When we come back out of commercials, no music, we'll go straight to the Diddy trial, okay? And give our observation of where it stands after the testimony we heard yesterday.
Did he do it?
No, did he do it? I got to practice
that.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Hang on. If I don't forget, 7:30, AJR tickets. Again, if I don't forget.
Right.
All right, let's get to P. Diddy. We've been teasing this for way too long.
Yeah.
P. Diddy, the trial.
Yeah, you said no songs or anything.
I know. Look. When you look down at the computer.
Yeah.
And the first thing out of commercials that stares you in the face is Pink Pony Club. You got to play it.
Well, isn't that your life story and song?
Yeah, they do a shout out to Tennessee on there.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Tennessee guy, you know.
It's all about you.
It is.
Yeah.
We have pink pony clubs everywhere.
Well,
man.
No, it's about your life, how you dance at the Pink Pony Club.
I've been there. That's one of my first gigs. Sure was. Made good money there, too.
Yeah. Your mom was pretty sad.
I was pretty hot for the gay guys back in that day.
I know you were.
Yeah.
And it was
not
a
so
phase.
Much today.
No.
I'm more of a bear now.
You know, well, that's still for the gay guys.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as appeasing, you know, the younger BJ.
It was just a phase.
Yeah, just a phase.
It was just a phase.
We
Mom.
All go through it, don't we?
Oh, yeah. It's a phase. It's a phase.
All right, speaking of a phase, boy, Diddy went through a phase. It's called Freak Off. Yesterday was movie day at the theaters.
Yeah.
And in court because they showed all the videos of the Freak Offs. And now they're wondering if they'll become public.
Ew.
You can't release those. No. Who wants to see that?
No. Oh, my God.
Now I'm sure there's a few people.
Well, one thing that you were absolutely right about, and that is the video, because we had learned that CNN had deleted that video. Remember, everybody was so mad at CNN that they deleted it, and it was a whole situation. Well, according to TMZ, they're not 100% sure, but they're 90% sure that P. Diddy was such a narcissist that what he did is he paid that security guard $100,000 to get the hard drive, and he put it in his safe. Who puts that kind of evidence of you beating your ex-girlfriend in your own safe?
A person who thinks they're above everything and very egotistical and thinks they'll never, ever be brought to justice.
Because
that's
most people would destroy it because you're beating up your girlfriend. But this guy put it in a safe.
And this is video that you wouldn't use to hold over somebody's head. This is video of you beating on somebody in a hallway in a hotel. It makes no sense whatsoever. But he's a guy that's so narcissistic that he thinks that he can get by with this. And he never, ever thought they'd ever raid his place.
No,
he was above that.
Yeah.
He'd paid people, in fact. He was part of a cabal, they call it, according to some testimony, that they just thought that the police, they weren't going to touch him.
Yeah. Well, and I still don't know if it's... Well, anyway, you'll listen to all this
all
and everybody figure out... Get it in your own mind, like pretend you're a jerk when you hear all this stuff.
Now, it's too much for us to just write down, follow, and cover, because one thing, it's not even on TV. So Harvey, is it Levin? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Harvey Levin. He is the creator of TMZ. He is an attorney, and he's going to start out here with the very first clip here.
Prosecution has to complete a circle. They have to show not just that Cassie engaged in these freak-offs or other things that are relevant to the criminal charge, but that it was done with force or coercion related to the charge, which are generally these freak-offs. That circle has not been completed in some of the testimony today.
So they haven't heard enough, according to Harvey, that they can say he's guilty of this, right?
Well, it's just that they don't have like proof that she was coerced. She said on the stand that he on the airplane took out his computer when she said she didn't want to do that anymore. He took out his computer and showed her a video of her in one of those and said, "Well, I'm just going to release all these if you don't." But it's a he said, she said. There's no proof that that happened.
Yeah, because the prosecution actually said or didn't ask the question, did he force you to do this?
It's whomever the jury believes.
Correct.
That's what it comes down to, right?
She feared that, Diddy would release some of these freak-off videos unless she did certain things. The question is, what certain things? She begged Combs to delete these videos. She said that he used the threat of releasing the videos to shame her, including while she was seeing someone else.
I think he kind of missed the point on this one. Simply in the very beginning, he says that she... Listen again.
She feared that...
Okay, he says she feared. There's a big difference there. If she only feared and he didn't say that he was going to do it, then he's not guilty of it, right?
That's their point.
Right.
Everything that she's saying is not the great words that they need her to say.
She was supposed to get on that stand and say that he told me that if I didn't comply with everything he wanted, these videos are going to be released to be damaging to me. That's what she needed to do, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I don't know what to think here.
Prosecutor says, and you were on the red carpet that same night? She says, yes. Did you attend the movie? Yes. How'd you get back to New York? She says, on a commercial flight, I traded my seat to get away from him. But he traded to get next to me. Prosecutor, what did he show you? Cassie, freak-off videos. He played them for me on one of his laptops. He said he'd release them.
Uh-oh.
Now you would expect her to say, or prosecutors to ask, release them unless you did what? That wasn't asked. That wasn't asked. It wasn't that you would he would release the videos unless you participated in the next freak-off. Nothing like that is said.
Aha, so he did threaten.
No, he said she didn't finish that question.
No, but she did say that he said he'd release them. She just didn't come back and say what he would do if he did.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
See, the problem with that is the seeing someone else is not the criminal charge. Now, that sounds to me, if it's true, that it's extortion. I mean, that's a crime. And if he said that I'm going to release these videos if you continue to see this guy, that's extortion. And he should be prosecuted for that. The problem is this isn't an extortion case. That's a state crime. This is a federal prosecution. And we have to show, or the prosecution has to show, that he engaged in these criminal acts. And we're talking about the various freak-offs allegations with interstate commerce under force or coercion. So that's what the prosecution needs to show.
Now, I watch a lot of crime shows.
I know you do.
You know what's missing from this that's probably going to come into play here at some point, and we're going to get a real idea on this thing.
I can't wait for the baby oil stuff.
No. That's going to be exciting, too. A baby oil day in the courtroom's going to be fun.
That's
when they wheel all that in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Johnson & Johnson
to.
Stuff. Yeah, when they come in with that, that's going to be a good day, too.
You don't think they use Kirkland brand?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Diddy was worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
I say went just brand name only.
He did?
That's
okay.
My guess.
All right. Okay.
Here's what's missing. The texts. You know there are texts.
Well, that's the problem. That is actually a problem because they're going to cross-examine her today. And the problem is there's going to be texts from her saying, I love you.
Yep.
And, okay, one more time.
Right,
okay,
right.
You know.
But what I'm saying is when the texts come, I'm not saying they're going to be damaging to him. I'm just saying we'll get a better picture of all this with the texts.
Still can't wait for the baby
because,
oil.
Because, you know, when we get mad and we're all oiled up in baby oil and we've had a couple of cocktails, we text things that we probably shouldn't do, right? And that's what we're going to see.
Isn't it creepy now, though, to watch? I mean, because now they're just playing all these Diddy videos with him with, like, you know, like Obama and, like, just normal people. And you're like, oh, God, I didn't go meet him. I was around him.
Oh. I heard part of the testimony yesterday, according to her testimony, when they'd have the freak-offs, when you showed up at the door, first thing you had to do was go to the lube room.
Ew.
They called it the lube room.
Ew.
No, they would spray you down with baby oil.
But it had drugs in it. right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It was laced.
Allegedly.
Yeah. That's allegedly. We don't know. Well, they haven't said one way or another.
I was cracking up because Spadil all of a sudden had morals.
Yeah, he's scared. Yeah.
That's never been really confirmed, though.
Right.
But, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a part of the trial. Yeah. But you had to go to
the
loo room. Get all sprayed up.
Yeah. My God, this whole thing is nuts.
All right, I'm tired. AJR tickets coming up at 7:30.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Weather-wise, not too bad. Going to be around 75. No, wait, into the 60s today. I think 68 for a high. Then it warms up a little bit on Friday, and then Saturday near 75. Not bad. Little snow rain, so not bad at all. If you are headed up to the mountains...
Sorry, it wasn't working.
If you're headed up to the mountains, snow. A lot of it.
Crazy, isn't it?
I-70's closed.
It is?
Yeah,
okay.
At Vail.
At Vail?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is just...
We're almost into June.
Yeah. I know.
I-70 is closed this morning.
So crazy.
And they're expecting snow all day today and through tonight.
And I don't have internet out at my cabin, so I don't know if I'm going to be mowing or if I'm going to be shoveling.
I think you're going to be okay.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think you're going to be okay. Oh my God. Did you see where they had a power outage in the tower at DIA yesterday?
I did not.
They had a 6-minute lapse, and I guess several airplanes couldn't get in touch with the tower.
Holy crap.
Didn't know what to do when it came to landing. I mean, obviously the aircrafts are equipped, and they can pick up other planes, and they know the approach, but you still need to talk to somebody.
From what we're hearing, Traffic Control Center was down to the last frequency to communicate with pilots.
And that is the biggest concern, because when you're down to the last available redundancy, what happens next when that goes out?
The drama unfolded around 2 on Monday afternoon with the two main transmitters already out of service. The backup channel also went out, resulting in a 5 to 6 minute period where traffic controllers were unable to communicate with 15 to 20 planes on descent, all heading to Denver's airport.
As this equipment ages out and it's harder to maintain and there's fewer redundancies, that's your risk.
Multiple sources credited...
What do you think? That's the equipment that we should stay on top of at the airport. I mean, it's okay if we've got a crappy computer here in our studio.
Right.
We can live with it,
we
okay?
We have a Tandy in here.
But out at the airport, I would think that you would stay on top of the greatest technology there is out there, right?
Well, yeah, especially if you have somebody on the runway and you're coming in for a descent. How are you going to tell them to move?
They say, here's the first paragraph on this thing. As many as 20 pilots flying into Denver International Airport on Monday afternoon, unable to speak to air traffic controllers for up to 6 minutes due to multiple radio transmitter outages, according to this investigation Denver 7 did.
It's
happening all over the country.
Scary. That's scary.
Newark.
Well, Newark's a mess because they don't have enough control people. What are they called?
Air traffic controllers.
Air traffic. Yeah, they're supposed to, listen to this, you guys. In Newark, at one point, they're supposed to have 14 air traffic controllers. They had 3.
Yeah. Well, it's a compounded problem. They don't have enough people, and Newark's computers went out also.
Yeah.
They say that the computers in Newark are just old and can't handle it.
So.
Can't we upgrade? Don't we have enough money to do that? It's scary, isn't it?
Well, they're saying that it's Trump's fault because he started firing a bunch of people at the FAA.
And well, that's got nothing to do with computers, though.
No. I'm saying the Newark problem. Yeah.
Well, they've got a shortage all over the country.
I could not do that job. Have you ever watched that one with Billy Bob Thornton? Did you ever watch that?
Yes.
Holy, how did you... Are you kidding me?
What is the show?
It's a movie, and he's an air traffic controller. Yeah. I think he's an alcoholic on it. And he's like trying to watch all these planes.
It's so high stress. Like the computer's just watching all those planes in the air at the same time.
Yeah.
That would be wild.
It would be.
To see that computer like that all drunk?
Well, yeah.
Would that be wild?
That'd be horrible. Yes. Yeah.
Whoa,
oh my God.
You just did a loop dealer. Oh, loopity loop. Hey, Bill, come here. What you do? He's doing loopity loops.
Yeah, that's a job that you couldn't have even if you're hungover. Right? You're like, these are making me kind of seasick.
Do those people get drug tested or maybe have to blow into alcohol detector?
They get tested all the time. Yeah. I used to live with one,
I think I'd have them blow into alcohol monitor
thing,
of some
type. I mean, I know pilots do, but so air traffic controllers do?
Yeah, I one of my billet families when I lived in Spokane, Washington, the mom actually did air traffic controlling, and it was a stressful job from what I gathered.
Yeah, because they can only be on the clock so like an hour or something.
Yeah, it's almost like being like a pilot, kind of. And then, she had to do random drug testing.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's stressful when you work more or less hours than we do.
Hey, this is super stressful. Chair is uncomfortable.
People that work less hours are just under a lot of stress. You got to understand that, including us.
How long have I been bitching about this chair?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Stress, folks.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm sorry, I'm here with someone else. Great song. That song is great.
Oh, you know, the song.
The song is so perfect. It's like, you know when you see like your ex at a bar?
Yeah.
And then, damn it, you're with somebody else.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, hi.
Yeah.
With them.
Yeah, you try to sneak out.
You do. No, you don't.
I do.
You're just sad because you wanted to see your ex, but you're with somebody else.
Just bad timing.
Your song is different.
I'm with somebody else. My song's different.
Yeah,
with somebody else.
Your song is, hey, I want to sneak out of here.
Yeah, I want to sneak out of here.
Remember when your ex-wife and you were at the same restaurant? What was it? What was that place called with the Texas
Toast? Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Roadhouse.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird. Got the hell out of there.
You did.
Took me 3 years to go back. Had nothing to do with their roles.
Yeah.
You know, I love their roles. But it kept me away, man.
It's funny you say that. You know where some people hang out, and it's so, like, you like that food, but you don't want to go there, right?
No,
because you're like, yeah.
If it's their favorite, at least they go once a week.
I miss the endless breadsticks, man.
3 long years, no bread rolls.
Right? It is. It's always the bread.
Yeah,
and they just take that away from you. All right, anyway, this is funny. Speaking of which, I got to tell you guys, and I know you don't care, but I just want to tell you really fast. Last night on Summer House, remember the day before I had just told you guys I found out I was the ick? I had no idea I was an ick, but I am an ick. Well, on Summer House last night, they did a whole thing about this guy finding out he was the ick. And I was like, oh my God, you know how we have that in common with this show?
Yeah.
How we do this show, and then somehow, right after we do the show, somebody comes out with something
like that. It pops up.
It's so weird.
I'd never heard of ick.
Yeah, I know.
Then Jamie brings it up. Then it's a part of a whole show last night.
Yeah, you're heebie-jeebie.
Yeah, heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. Is it heebie?
Heebie.
Heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. I thought it was B, like with a B.
Heebie-jeebies?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Heebie-jeebies. We say it both ways over in Littleton.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. Oh, no. Have I been saying it wrong my whole life? Heebie?
It might be heebie.
I think it's heebie.
I think you're right. I think it's heebie. I don't know. Yeah.
Heebie-jeebies.
Okay.
Heebie-jeebies.
Heebie-jeebies. All right. It's like Abu Dhabi.
Either way, it's the ick.
Right. And anyway, here is what happened on Summer House last night.
Oh, she got the ick. Oh, damn. That is way different than we were just breaking up. She got the ick.
Wait, what?
Yes, you didn't want to go all weekend like with him being all touchy-feely with her.
Oh, she got the ick.
You can't say anything.
What's the ick? You know when you started DJing and we say we got the ick? That was that.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, how's that applicable?
He's like, how's that an insult?
He didn't know either,
yeah,
right?
I know, he didn't.
He's
yeah.
like me, in the dark.
He's like, somebody got the ick for me?
It sounds like a disease.
It does.
Oh, she got the ick.
It's not fun beating the ick dart.
Oh, no, it's not. Yeah, but now you know.
Yep, I do.
It's like reading Rainbow on the show, the more you know.
That changed my life.
I'm sorry, what, Schmidt?
Do, 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 do.
Thank you. He's so good at Rainbow.
Yeah.
He really is. All right, Blake Lively. Man, the Swifties are going to be so mad at Blake Lively.
What did he do?
Who?
Blake. Or she, I mean. She.
It's like, wait, who? I know. Is it?
Yeah, it throws
anyway,
me off.
So here's what happened. What happened was allegedly, what's his name? Baldoni's attorneys are now saying that Blake allegedly told Taylor Swift, I don't know why I'm saying allegedly, they're not listening. allegedly told Taylor to delete all the messages That they had sent between each other, and that she better go hard for her and say that Baldoni was yucky and icky, if you will, had the ick, and that if not, then all of those texts will be released. She was trying to blackmail her, it sounds like.
Yeah, for like basically coming out in public and be like backing her side.
Yeah, like you better back me or otherwise all these messages, all these texts are going to come out. That's what Baldoni's attorney is claiming. We don't know, but they obviously, something's happened because they are not friends anymore. And you know, Travis, deleted them from his social media. So something bad is going on.
Yeah. Now, are they going to go to trial?
I don't know.
Or is that something that's going to be settled in just, you know,
I don't know how they settle somewhere. $400 million lawsuit.
I don't know. Yeah. Nothing's criminal. So, but you would think it would still go to trial.
Civil. She just won't back down. That's the thing, is everybody wants Blake Lively to say, look, I overreacted, I got crazy, I did all this stuff, I tried to ruin his life and all this stuff. She did not see Baldoni coming after her like he is, and she certainly didn't see the turn of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce blocking them out of their lives.
Yeah.
I mean, none of this could have never guessed. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, we've all overreacted, but what she did was try to ruin a man's life.
Yeah.
I mean, completely.
This thing's been going on forever, it seems.
Yeah, and it'll go on forever and ever. I mean,
I don't see an end to it.
Hell, Kim Kardashian is just in court right now for that in Paris for that heist.
Which is crazy because it was so long ago.
It was like 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, a few years back.
It feels like it was 30 years ago.
I had 7 or 8 problems.
It was a long time ago. All right, we're not going to go over the Diddy thing anymore because I'm exhausted from it.
Me too.
I'm tired, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. At some points, it looks really good. Some points, it looks really bad. One of the defense attorney, I guess I am going to do it. One of the guys that was Casey Anthony's former attorney, that big shot from like Florida or whatever, he said, here's the problem is it's not illegal to be creepy.
I mean, no, it's not.
Otherwise, Spadil would be in jail.
Yeah, I would have been in jail a long time ago.
You'd be living over at the big house right now.
Yeah. For life, dude. Yeah.
I can see the sweat on your forehead right now.
But hopefully, it's okay, it remains buddy. Not illegal.
It's
yeah.
okay, buddy. It's okay.
So that's his angle, is that he thinks the defense is going to say, like, you're just going after a successful black male who, you know, is just freaky. I mean, he calls him freak offs because he's freaky. So we'll see, you know, this whole thing. And now Cassie, I'm afraid, you guys, they're not going to get a chance to fully cross-examine her because she's going to go into labor.
She's 9 months.
I know.
She's right there.
Yeah.
I think she's due like next week.
So what happens if like she goes into labor and they didn't have a chance? Do they just delay it until she's better?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't either. It would all be a guess.
Well, her boyfriend does not look happy at all, does he?
No.
Did you guys see him?
They said that he was like staring daggers.
Really?
In Diddy yesterday. They were just mean mugging each other.
Well, wouldn't you? If you had to sit there and watch those videos?
Absolutely. Wait, I love this new word. Stop. Mean mugging?
Yeah, mean mugging.
Nice.
Ooh.
I got to use that in my repertoire.
Yeah. Well, he was mean mugging yesterday.
Dude.
But man.
This is a new word.
I get it.
Wait, look at me. Mean mugging.
Don't be mean mugging me.
Wow. All right. Anyway, what were you saying? Sorry.
I'm just saying the videos alone. I mean, yeah. I'm surprised. I guess he went there for support. All right.
I wouldn't want to see my wife in that whole thing. Yeah. All right. Well, we have bigger fish to fry right now, and that is the downfall of Barbie. I am so sad about Barbie, you guys.
What happened?
She is flat-footed.
No kidding. So am I.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not good, is it?
Yeah, flat-footed. It used to be considered worse than what it really is.
Yeah.
I've never had a problem. But yeah, you couldn't get into the military.
Did your arches fall?
Arches, never had arches.
Oh, you never had arches.
They never fell. You just don't have them.
Well, it's good for swimming.
Mm-hmm. See, a lot of babies, I think, are flat-footed, and then you have arches as you get older.
Really?
But mine never developed. So.
I don't remember.
Yeah, but it doesn't really change anything.
Well, Barbie, it sure does, because all my shoes don't fit her now.
Yeah, her shoes.
All those little shoes I have for her.
Man. Yeah, poor flat-footed Barbie.
You guys, it was so sad when I was little. So my dad was pretty cheap, right? But great father, you know, parents great. So everybody had like their Barbie box. Like they had like they'd either bring over their airplane with Barbie in it or their dream house with Barbie in it. I had a brown box with all my Barbie crap in it. Yeah. So when I went over to sleepover, I had to take this gigantic Amazon. It was before Amazon. Big box of Barbie crap because I didn't have a cute way to deliver, you know, bring it over. And I was like, can I have the dream home or something like that? And my dad's like, hell no, I'll make you a dream home. Let me get out in the shop.
It's like you just got fired from a corporate job. You just carry around a box.
I know, I carried around a brown box that was taped up with Barbie crap in it.
Bob's dream home.
Yeah. And so then he cut out a little door in it and he made windows in my Barbie.
That's cute.
The Barbie box is not a dream home. I was homeless. The dream home was pink and it had a slime down into a swimming pool. Mine was just a box that Bob like put all kinds of art on. Oh my God. He's like, it's a garden growing up the side of the house. I'm like, it's a brown box with some markers on it, Dad.
I bet you it was better built, though.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Bob did a better job than Mattel does.
Oh my God. It was so sad. Anyway, the reason why I bring up Barbie, I guess because now because the evolution of societal changes where women's roles and their footwear have changed. So now we have to think doctors, paramedics, interior designers, where they need comfortable shoes. I don't know why that made me laugh.
The flatness.
Yeah, flat-footed. Yep. And then finally, Justin Bieber, you guys, they're saying he was so broke in the documentary that I haven't watched yet, that he was so broke he had to use a minister's credit card to play a round of golf. He didn't have enough money to play a round of golf.
It's terrible.
It is so awful. Never in my life. It's just crazy. And so he's in Iceland right now making a new album, which he desperately needs, and he needs a tour because they say he doesn't have any money. Where did it go? All his people?
I don't know.
Oh, you were saying don't that know. Haley demanded the bigger jet.
Yeah, so during the Justice World Tour, before he canceled it, they were roaming around, just the two of them, every tour, every city, in a huge jet. And even his team was like, hey, let's just downgrade to a smaller jet. And Haley was like, no, I want the one that Kylie Jenner rolls around in. That's the one we're taking.
And so I know this much. In 2010, and this was 15 years ago, in 2010, we saw a receipt for Ryan Seacrest's jet that Clear Channel had paid for, and it was L.A. to Miami, and they paid $60,000 one way, and it was a little jet.
Oh, yeah. My God.
One way.
That's wild.
So you can imagine if she wants the biggest jet, they're probably paying $200,000.
Easily. So yeah. I think that's where a lot of the money, at least during the Justice World Tour, that's probably why they couldn't recoup that AEG $40 million out of the 24 that they wanted back.
You know, a lot of people, though, that go through money like that and then end up broke after millions and millions, a lot of times they learn their lesson.
Yeah,
when,
that's
when they
true.
Make a comeback, so if he makes a comeback, he might have learned his lesson. You take a look at Mike Tyson, for example. He went through hundreds of millions of dollars.
And he has.
And dead broke. And now, look at him. He's back on top. He's now worth about $50 million. I mean, a lot of times it really does set you straight.
Happened to Shaq, too.
You realize. Yeah.
Really?
You realize.
Yeah, he spent all of his money when he started as an athlete.
Charles Barkley.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Charles Barkley almost went broke because of his gambling. But now he's back on top. He makes $25 million a year.
Well, here's the thing, though. Yesterday, Hailey Bieber wrote some cryptic crap. So Justin was seen with a gigantic bong. By the way, celebrity note.
What?
It's the same name brand of bong that Schmidl has.
No!
Yeah, I got an Illadelph, too. Yeah.
Wow. A what a delf?
It's called an Illadelph.
Illadelph?
Yeah, Illadelph. Like, it's the brand name.
Like Philadelph?
You would think it's from Philadelphia based on the name, but it's actually based out of Hollywood.
Woo-hoo! No kidding.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
In the bong world, is it like a Gucci?
Yeah, it's up there. It's more like a Coach, not so much a Gucci.
It's still a bougie bong.
It's still bougie, but it's not
coach.
Quite. Yeah.
Wait, another word? Bougie bong? Carson, you're on fire today. You are on fire. Bougie bong. Anyway, let me finish this up. I know we're late. She wrote two weird things that said, cry me a river, build me a bridge, and get over it. It was something that she had when she was little from her notebook. And then the other one said, subject may vary, and it was her last name, Baldwin.
I hate this cryptic crap.
I do too.
You know what? Why don't they just come out? She should hold a press conference. No, get up at the microphone and say, right now, I'm pissed off at him, and I don't like him, and we're headed for a divorce.
Yeah.
Or you go up there and say, he's got real problems, we're dead broke, but I support him.
Well, you know
Let us know what's going on.
I think if she's a smart girl, what she does is wait till this new album comes out. He has money in the bank. He has a tour. He has money in the bank. And then she divorces him.
Because get up to a microphone and say that. I'm tired of the cryptic. Cry me a river, my ass.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.